It has become a cliche for news reporters and anchors.
Inside the Beltway.
Inside the Beltway.
He sees Rove's effort as an inside the Beltway power grab.
Well, the chattering class is inside the Beltway who just don't.
Almost divided between inside and outside the Beltway. Inside.
So
the
this
Beltway,
is an inside the Beltway huff and puff. It'll be gone in a week and they'll be.
Inside the Beltway? Well, that's where the wonks and the Pauls are.
Outside the Beltway? That's, you know, America, the real country. The Beltway is Interstate 495.
Conventional wisdom declares that those inside are out of touch with those outside the Beltway. A selfish, narrow agenda reigns inside. Real values prevail outside.
Well, the real asphalt and concrete Beltway that circles the nation's capital turns 50 this weekend. The final stretch of the 64-mile-long highway was officially dedicated on August 17, 1964.
It allowed drivers to get around the city without having to go into it. But most weekdays, and some weekends, it's a slow-moving commuter route, multiple lanes crawling clockwise on what's known to traffic reporters as the inner loop, and counterclockwise on the outer loop.
According to what we could find, it took more than a decade before the Beltway was used as the metaphorical divide between the nation's leaders and everyone else. On October 12, 1975, the New York Times journalist Nicholas M. Horick wrote this.
In the White House of Richard M. Nixon, it was said that Watergate would become serious only if it got outside the Washington Beltway, if the depths of the disgrace were understood by the American people.
2 years later, the hyphenated phrase, inside the Beltway, appeared in a Washington Post headline. It should be noted that the Washington Beltway, except for a tiny bit over the Potomac River, is outside Washington, D.C., in the states of Maryland and Virginia.